As our two villains sink slowly into the western quicksand, we say farewell to the House of Frankenstein. Until our next visit, and there will be a next visit whether you like it or not. Incidentally, in this movie, Frankenstein's monster was played by Glenn Strange, who was recently presented with a special award by the Count Dracula Society for his portrayal of the monster in a number of horror movies. Glenn Strange, as you may know, now plays the bartender in the Gunsmoke series. I attended the Count Dracula Society Awards dinner on the 22nd of last month at the Alexandria Hotel in Los Angeles. Now, I'd like to thank the president of the society, Dr. Donald Reed, and the other members of the society for making me feel at home. And I certainly felt at home with some of the weirdos that were there that evening. Vampires, Robert Quarry, the real Count Yorga, Francis Lederer, who played the King of the Vampires himself on Night Gallery last year, and Barry Atwater, who managed to make even the blood of the Las Vegas gamblers run warm in The Night Stalker. Would-be vampire killer Roger Perry from the Count Yorga movies was there too. We had a lot of trouble with Roger that night. He kept picking up his steak from his plate trying to impale Robert Quarry. Now, in addition to Roddy McDowell, who was there, you remember him from the Planet of the Apes, he really looks nice in person. Now, he was there to pick up the award which he was accorded last year. But he got there. There were witches, vampires, authors, directors, and producers in attendance, but the highlight of the whole evening was Joanne Worley coming out of the cake. And what a nice girl like her was doing in a cake like that, I'll never know. Now, next Friday night, you fringes out there will have two chances to miss me. At 7 p.m., I'll be at the grand opening of Lou Miller's Levi's and More store in Whittier. And later that night at 11 p.m., I'll be at the Pacific Palisades Theater in Pacific Palisades presenting another great horror film for your viewing displeasure. Now, next week here at 10, we have for you The Spider. Here's a little scene. Was that a scene? You bet your Golden Bat Award that was a scene. But now, the time has come for me to take that dread sojourn into the world that lies out there, beyond the slimiest of walls. Till next week, this is Seymour saying, if you do a favor for your best friend, don't expect payment. Demand it. Bad evening.